天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹大家好，又到了我们相聚的时候了，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。我们这期节目又开始了一个新的系列，主题是你要我做什么。这一句是我们经常问神的话，神是我们的大牧者，是我们的创造者，他有给我们人生一个很大的计划。你知道神要我们做什么吗？那他在你身上的计划是什么呢？今天我们就来讨论神对我们的呼召是什么，那就让我们一起来听一听吧。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
We always look forward to bringing you new series of messages as we will do today.
今天就像往日一样，我们总是满怀期待的为你带来新的系列信息。
And this is the very first series of messages I've ever brought you whose title is a question.
这个新的信息是以一个问句作为题目。
And the question is this.
这个问题就是
You want me to do what?
你让我做什么?
And it is taken from my study of the book of Joshua in the Old Testament of the Bible.
当我研读旧约圣经中的约书亚记时，想到了这个题目。
I hope you'll tune in for each episode in this entire series as we learn together to follow the call of God.
我期待你能按时收听这系列中的每一期节目，让我们一起来学习如何跟随神对我们的呼召。
I know that I have asked that question many times of God.
这个问题我问过神很多次了。
Many times I've said to the Lord, you want me to do what?
我多次问神说，你让我做什么？
And I am convinced that as I challenge you to fulfill God's call in your life, you are going to say, you want me to do what?
我深信当我向你提出挑战，在你生命中回应神的呼召，你也会问，神啊，你让我做什么？
And over the next several messages, I will share with you exactly what God wants you to do.
在以后好几次节目里，我将要跟你谈谈神究竟让你做什么
，and how God will help you accomplish this calling，
以及神如何帮助你完成他对你的呼召。
And so, as we begin this new series of messages, let us read from chapter 1, beginning verse 1 in the book of Joshua.
好，现在就让我们开始这系列的信息。首先，让我们一起来读《约书亚记》第一章第一节。《约书亚记》第一章第一到第九节：耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河。”往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河，赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。 这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
So the first thing God wants us to do is to step up.
神要我们做的第一件事就是起来。
Every single one of us is like Joshua standing on the threshold of great work.
我们都像约书亚一样站在一个伟大使命的起点上。
The work of God in the Old Testament was left up to the prophets and the priests.
在旧约时代，神的工作往往交给先知和祭司。
But in the New Testament, all believers in Jesus Christ are called to be prophets and priests.
然而到了新约时代，所有耶稣基督的信徒都被呼召成为先知和祭司。
Therefore, not a single follower of Christ listening to me today can say, that's not for me.
因此，今天在这里收听我们节目的每一位听众朋友，你不能说这呼召不是对你发出的。
Joshua's task is our task.
约书亚的使命也正是我们的使命。
Joshua's call is our call.
对约书亚的呼召也正是对我们的呼召。
And when God calls us to do His work, God always gives you all the encouragements you need.
每一次当神呼召我们做他的工时，他总是充分地鼓励我们。
Three times God encouraged Joshua in just few verses.
在短短几节经文里，神三次鼓励约书亚。
For Joshua, his task was to conquer a fortified city called Jericho.
约书亚的任务就是要攻克耶利哥这个坚固的城垒。
For you, it may be a colleague at work or a neighbor with a hard heart.
而你呢？也许要你去征服一个顽固的同事或邻居的心。
And that person might be opposed to even hearing about Christ.
很可能这个人根本就拒绝听你讲有关耶稣基督的事。
That person could be harsh on the outside, but desperate on the inside.
这个人外表很不客气，其实他内心却有很迫切的需要。
So let's look at how Joshua facedHis fortified city.
好，现在就让我们一起来看约书亚如何面对坚固的城垒。
When God called Joshua to step up and do the work that God called him to do, it was a time of crisis, confusion, and upheaval.
当神呼召约书亚起来负起神交给他的任务时，他正处在一个危险、混乱、变动的时刻。
It was a time of powerful enemies.On the outside and moral decline on the inside.
那是一个内忧外患的时刻，外有强敌，内部腐败。
And we are living in one of those times today.
今天我们也正处于同样的时代。
On the outside, we face wars and violence.
在可见的世界，我们面对战争和暴力。
But on the inside, people are turning away from the truth in order to follow what is easy.
而人心则远离真理，只想走安逸的捷径。
And the world needs to see people who love God and His Word more than comfort.
其实世人更需要看见爱神和神话语的人，而不是单单寻求安慰而已。
Look with me again at chapter 1 of the book of Joshua.
现在让我们回到约书亚记第一章。
The first few verses tell us that the great leader Moses has died.
这里一开始讲到他们伟大的领袖摩西死了。
And now it is Joshua's time to step up into leadership.
于是约书亚要继承领导的地位。
Some of you might be feeling the call of God upon your life.
你们中间也许有人感受到神对你的人生发出呼声。
But you have misgivings.
但你却犹疑不安。
Some of you may feel inadequate.
有些人感到自己不配。
Some of you are saying with Joshua, You want me to do what?
你们或许跟约书亚一样困惑，问神说：“你让我做什么？”
Be a witness for Christ.
为基督做见证。
Tell how Christ saved me.
去告诉别人基督怎样拯救我。
If that's how you feel, you're not alone.
你并不是唯一有这种感受的人。
Joshua's heart was probably skipping several beats when God called him.
当神呼召约书亚时，他的心脏很可能几乎停顿。
And that is why God had to encourage Joshua three times.
所以神才要三次来鼓励他。
I think Joshua was very contented to live under Moses' leadership.
我猜在摩西的领导之下，约书亚一定感到很安心。
Many of you are contented with the fact that somebody else is doing all the work.
同样的，今天也有很多人感到很安逸，因为所有的工作都由别人承担了。
But here's the reality.
然而事实上呢？
The work of the Lord will not be accomplished until all his followers step up.
主的工作需要所有的信徒总动员才能完成。
And just as God was preparing Joshua for 40 years, God will prepare you for his work.
正如神装备约书亚四十年之久，神也会装备你来服侍。
God will encourage you and minister to you.
神会激励你，造就你。
Imagine how Joshua must have felt in this situation.
想象一下约书亚当时的处境和他的心态。
God had called Joshua to lead God's people against a fortified city.
神呼召约书亚起来，带领神的百姓进攻坚固的城垒。
And these people were a young nation with an inexperienced army.
这是一个年轻的国家，而这些百姓毫无作战经验。
And they were facing an ancient civilization with a well-trained military.
他们面对的强敌是古代的文明国家，又有一支训练有素的军队。
God's people were tent dwellers, looking up at a fortified wall of stones and mighty gates.
神的百姓只不过是居住在帐篷里的游牧民族，他们却要进攻石墙、坚垒和厚重的城门。
But just as Joshua had God's provision, so do you.
但约书亚有神的帮助，同样的，我们也有。
Jesus said to his disciples, Lo, I will be with you always, therefore go.
耶稣对他的门徒说，去，我必常与你们同在。
All that God is asking you to do is to step up.
神对你唯一的要求就是起来。
Say, here I am.
你要回答他说，我在这里。
God will carry you.
神会带领你。
God knew that he was going to carry his children across the River Jordan.
神知道他将要带着他的百姓过约旦河。
God was going to carry his children past the walls of Jericho.
神将要带着他的百姓穿过耶利哥坚固的城墙。
God was going to carry his children all the way to the other side.
神将要带着他的百姓到达彼岸。
But they had to show up.
但他们必须站出来。
God's people had to be prepared.
神的百姓必须做好准备。
God's people had to be ready to win.
神的百姓必须抱着必胜的信心。
God's people had to be ready for victory.
神的百姓必须迎向胜利。
God's people had to be ready to obey God's instructions.
神的百姓必须乐意遵从神的命令。
All they needed to do is to step up.
他们只需要起来。
So the question of this series of messages is, you want me to do what?
这系列信息的题目是，你让我做什么？
The first answer to that question is, step up.
这个问题的第一个答案是，起来。
God is giving us three calls to encourage us today.
今天神三次呼召我们，鼓励我们。
Whenever you go into Satan's territories, he's not very happy.
每当我们进攻撒旦的领域，他肯定很恼火。
But remember this.
但要记住。
God never gives us a command without provision.
神绝不会下了一道命令之后，却对我们置之不理。
God never gives a command without a promise.
神绝不会不给应许就下命令。
In verse 5 of chapter 1, God gives Joshua an encouragement.
在第一章第五节那里，神鼓励约书亚说
No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
你平生的日子必无人能在你面前站立得住。
As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God says that he will never abandon Joshua.
神告诉约书亚，他绝不会离弃约书亚。
In fact, God said it 3 times.
事实上，神说了三次。
Why 3 times?
为什么要连说三次呢？
Because you can be absolutely sure that Joshua was terrified and he needed 3 affirmations, one after another.
因为约书亚肯定是极其害怕，他需要再三的保证。
First, God gave Joshua an encouragement in the promise of God.
首先，神以自己的应许来鼓励约书亚。
Second, God gave Joshua an encouragement in the Word of God.
第二，神以他自己的话语来鼓励约书亚。
Third, God gave Joshua an encouragement in the presence of God.
第三，神以他的同在来鼓励约书亚。
Encouragement number one for Joshua is the promise of God.
对约书亚的第一个鼓励就是神的应许。
Look at chapter 1, verse 6 of the book of Joshua.
请看约书亚记第一章第六节。
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们的列祖起誓，应许赐给他们的地。
When you are serving God's purpose,
当你照着神的心愿来侍奉。
When you are sharing God's message of salvation,
当你跟别人分享神拯救的信息。
When you are witnessing on behalf of God,
当你为神做见证时。
You can do God's work with courage because God promised it and God will not fail you.
你将有勇气做神的工。这是神所应许的，他绝不会令你失望。
God reminded Joshua of his promise to Abraham that God's people will enter into the promised land.
神以自己对亚伯拉罕的应许来提醒约书亚，神的百姓必要进入应许之地。
Over 400 years the people waited.
神的百姓已经等待了400年。
But God will not forget his promise no matter how long it takes.
然而神不会忘记他自己的应许，无论事隔多久。
When you tell other people about what God has done in your life,
当你跟别人分享神在你身上的作为时，
God will keep his promises to you.
神必定信守他对你的应许。
And when you trust in God's promises, you will have confidence.
当你信任神的应许，你就会信心十足。
You will not be worried about rejection or results.
你不用担心被拒绝或者后果如何。
You will not be worried about perceptions.
你不用担心别人是否接受。
You will not be worried about critics.
你也不用担心别人的批评。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you are trusting in the promises of God.
因为你信任神的应许。
Encouragement number 2 for Joshua was in the Word of God, as we see in verses 7 and 8.
对约书亚的第二个鼓励就是神的话语。我们可以在第七、第八节中看见。
In verse 8 says, Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth.
第八节说，这律法书不可离开你的口。
Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
God's word has power in it.
神的话语带有能力。
Obey it and experience its power firsthand.
服从它，并亲身经历神话语的大能。
Oh, you might have some setbacks.
不错，你可能会遇到拦阻。
You might face some mockery.
可能会遭人取笑。
You may face stiff opposition.
可能遭遇顽强的反对。
But if you stand firm, you'll be amazed at how quickly the others will crumble.
只要你坚定立场，你将惊讶地发现那些拦阻多么不堪一击。
God said to Joshua,
神告诉约书亚,
that true prosperity and success will come from holding tenaciously onto the word of God.
当你紧紧抓着神的话，你就会得到真实的成功和丰盛。
Encouragement number three for Joshua was in the presence of God.
约书亚所得到的第三个鼓励就是神的同在。
Look at chapter 1 verse 9 of the book of Joshua.
请看约书亚记第一章第九节。
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
I can imagine Joshua after two encouragements still shaking at his knees.
我想象着约书亚得到了两个鼓励之后，仍然双腿发软。
Joshua had received the promise and the word of God, but he still had doubts.
约书亚得到了神的应许和神的话语，他心中仍有疑惑。
So God had to encourage Joshua for the third time.
因此，神必须第三次来鼓励约书亚。
And God said to him that he would be walking right beside him, in front of him, and behind him all the time.
神告诉约书亚，无论任何时间，神都会在他的前后左右与他同行。
Joshua probably was thinking after the first two promises, what good will the promise and the word of God would do me when I am at the heat of the battle?
当约书亚接受了前两项应许时，他心中很可能这么想，神的应许和神的话语在战斗激烈的战场上有什么用呢？
What good will the promise and the word of God do me when I face these giants with spears?
当我面对巨人和他们的长矛时，神的应许和神的话语有什么用呢？
That is why God said, you have my promise, you obey my word, but what is even more than that, you have my presence, and I will stick to you closer than your own skin.
所以神对他说，你有我的应许，顺从我的话，但更重要的是，我亲自与你同在，紧密无间。
There is no secret for victory here. It is all revealed.
这里没有什么制胜的秘密，全都明明说出来了。
When you have intimacy with God on a daily basis,
当你天天亲近神
，When you are listening to God on a daily basis,
当你日日听从神。
When you trust in the presence of God moment by moment,
当你每时每刻都相信神与你同在，
God will give you victory.
神就会赐你胜利。
And I pray that God will give you victory today.
我祈求神今天就让你得胜。
And I hope that you'll join us again in the next message as we continue learning how to follow God's call.
我也盼望你下一次继续听我们的节目， 我们还要学习如何跟随神的呼召。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
非常感谢您的收听。是的，神让我们向那还没有信主的人传福音，那就是他给我们的呼召。你身边有还没有信主的人吗？是不是你的同事、朋友或者家人还没有接受主耶稣？他们也许是有着刚硬的心，但是我们有神的应许，神应许我们，他必定与我们同在，他和我们一起经历别人的冷嘲热讽，他应许我们会有天上的产业，会有天上的奖赏，你愿意相信吗？虽然我们向别人传福音，我们会遇到很多阻碍，别人不理解，会嘲笑我们，但是不管怎么样，我们是已经有了永生的盼望，而那些嘲笑我们的人却还在黑暗中生活。我们作为光明之子，得到这个属灵的福气，要有加倍的爱心，劝人与神和好，希望他们也能够成为神国度里的一员。让我们刚强壮胆，不管其他人怎么想，总要向着标杆直跑，为要赢得以后的奖赏。那今天我们的节目就到这里了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再见。
遵循他的教导，一天比一天更好，回应神的呼召，看见世界的需要，感受耶稣的爱，我勇敢跳起来，我要靠着圣灵翻转地球，背起十字架走入人群中，向黑暗全心宣告 I'm not afraid， 因为耶稣他已经得胜。来到，要见证神的荣耀，同心合一祷告，圣灵的火来焚烧，渴望复兴来到，要见证神的荣耀。